With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The GOP-controlled House has approved a resolution that would overturn a new Biden administration rule on automobile emissions. It's one Republicans say would simply force Americans to buy expensive electric vehicles many of them don't want and simply cannot afford. An Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb Friday has claimed the life of Ibrahim Akil, a Hezbollah commander who was in charge of the group's elite Radwan forces. The BBC's Peter Bechagel has a report assessing the region's ongoing tensions.
Hezbollah doesn't have many options to give a substantive response without sparking a major war with Israel. And we've seen that Hezbollah has given indications that it doesn't want a major confrontation with Israel. And obviously, this is a group that is supported by Iran.
And former U.S. Senator Jim Talent predicts a Trump election victory would lead to European countries increasing their defense spending, just as he convinced them to do when he was first in office.
And it was precisely because he reminded them that alliances are a two-way street and that they're the ones who have the most on the line to spend money in order to defend Europe. It was a perfectly common sense thing to do.
Senator Talent was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. At the beginning of the high school football season, there's been a string of deaths. Players are most at risk in the late summer months of August and September after suffering heat-related illnesses due to searing temperatures still in effect in many places, as well as ongoing high humidity. Armand Daigle, who's an athletic trainer at a high school in Baton Rouge, says the trainers need to adjust to the hotter summers.
We are taking care of someone's most prized possession, and we have to come in every day thinking that, and that's our number one priority.
58 players have died from exertional heat stroke between 1992 and 2024. This is SRN News. A somber warning from one U.S. senator.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley says the nuclear family is under attack, and that's bad news for America. Speaking at an event organized by Coral Ridge Ministries, Hawley warned that the family, quote, is under assault from a bunch of our popular culture, but also from policy and from our government. I mean, we have a tax code that penalizes marriage. The senator went on to add that faith is the only thing that can save the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian pastor from California has been freed from China after nearly 20 years behind bars in his back home in the United States. David Lin, who is 68 years old now, was detained after he entered China back in 2006, convicted of contract fraud and sentenced to life in prison. That charge is frequently used by China against leaders in the house church movement, which operates outside state-sponsored faith groups. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says there have been reports that Lin was declining in his health. This is SRN News. General Motors recalling hundreds of thousands of SUVs and pickup trucks. Correspondent Mike Hempen has the details.
The GM recall involves nearly 450,000 SUVs and pickup trucks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the electronic brake control module software may fail to display a warning light when a loss of brake fluid occurs. The agency says without the warning light, a vehicle may be driven with low brake fluid, which can reduce braking performance and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain models of the Cadillac Escalade, the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, the Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban 1500, the GMC Sierra 1500, and the GMC Yukon and Yukon XL. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average enjoyed a 38-point gain on Wall Street Friday. It took it up to another new record high. More on these stories at srnnews.com.